Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for overrated, underrated, or properly rated with the Chad Hartman Show. Live here on CCO. Call or text 651-461-9226. Come on, join the fun.
Excellent.
Thanks.
Let's go. Let's get more textures this time for overrated, underrated, properly rated. What do you have? Normally a little lighter. You know, normally this, you know, we get to enough serious stuff. We'll get to serious stuff with Congressman Dean Phillips, who's going to join us, primarily on the pardon and maybe a little other political commentary for Mr. Phillips at the bottom of the hour. Susie, you always lead. You demand. People don't realize this. Susie's told us when we first started this 22 years ago, I will participate in this game, but every bleeping time, and she didn't say bleeping, by the way, every bleeping time, I'm going first.
It was in my rider. I have a rider. I need a Diet Coke.
Yeah.
I need a Diet Coke. I need to go first.
Yeah. What would you want in your rider? If you and Gonsales and Lane and George Soros all sit down and negotiate a deal, and they say,
man,
you're such a valuable asset here.
I got three things, and then we got to do overrated and underrated. Yeah. I would want a driver.
A driver. So you really, you want a limo or what?
No, just a nice Cadillac or a, but not even, I could have a sedan, a nice, beautiful black with leather and heated seats.
Who's driving the car?
I don't care.
Don't care?
Mm-mm.
Talker or not talker?
Not talker.
Not talker. Okay.
I don't think so. I don't want to be bothered.
Yeah. Do you want to have one of those like windows that goes up and down?
Mm-hmm.
Like so they can't? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You want a driver?
Yep.
Yep.
And I
How about a sketch artist? Would you like that to kind of work with you at all?
No, I don't want,
don't want a sketch artist. Okay. I didn't know.
Okay. Yeah. And then I would like a Diet Coke.
Diet Coke.
And I would like, I think that's it. And a raise. I would like a $100,000 raise.
Right.
That's it.
How about any more vacation days?
Oh, yeah. 6 weeks more vacation. I'll work.
You're over a year then. I mean, you're not even here.
Okay, fine. That's what I want. No, I'm kidding. Okay, overrated, underrated, properly.
Let's go.
No, I have to tell you. So I'm setting this up for our listeners.
Yeah.
You have to know that I struggle with this. I get nervous. I don't exactly know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
In the beginning, I was nervous and I would like stutter and sweat. And basically, I just say whatever's on my mind, and you tell me whether it's overrated or underrated.
Yeah.
So I'm shopping this weekend.
You're shopping. Okay. You were shopping last week. You were
Consignment shop. Yes.
Okay. I was going to say assignment shop.
Thrifting.
I was thrifting. So yeah. I'm at Patina.
Yeah.
And I look down on the shelf.
We have a lot of Patinas.
And I see a gift for Chad.
Overrated, underrated.
There we go. It is a little box. And I brought it in because I thought, if I'm ever struggling...
Oh, so you're still... Wait a sec.
It's going to be my go-to. If I don't know what to say.
That's very good.
Okay, you ready?
So the box, the game says overrated, underrated. The only reason why we won't sue them is it doesn't say overrated, underrated, properly rated.
Correct. Right. Otherwise, we had a patent on that.
Yeah.
Right.
Because nobody's ever mentioned any of those words before. Never.
I don't even know what the object is. You just say it. So yeah. I just pulled one.
Okay. Thank you.
The Beatles.
Mm. Overrated. Dave Harrigan suggests overrated. I say.
I don't suggest. Yeah. I outright say.
Dave is a complete fraud in this area. They're properly rated. They're the most influential band in the history.
Properly rated is not an option, Chad. It's either over or under.
Our game
allows that.
Our game.
David, not playing that
no.
game.
Nope.
You're playing
yes,
this game
are.
For the nope. box.
We
yes.
are in charge. It's on my rider. I can make any decision at okay. any time to
end. You people are cowards.
Well, no.
Just ride the fence. Oh, but everything's properly rated.
We're playing our game. We're not playing their game.
She pulled a card from the box. That becomes their game.
You're a Beatles hater.
You are.
Right.
What did Ringo ever do to you?
Ringo was,
made his own music.
Ringo was superfluous. Let's be honest. Yeah. Come on. He's just the cute
okay, so
guy.
I said the Beatles. Yeah. Do you want me to do one more?
Sure.
Oh, here's my favorite. This is why I'm going to get a new car.
Sketchwork?
Nope. Heated car seats. Love heated car seats.
Underrated.
So I should say that right now. If anyone's listening and they're selling a car with low miles, with car seats, car heaters.
It's radio.
Yeah. We're just going
to. If you would like to randomly drop off a car, we're going to go maybe 2 years old. It works, has four doors, but also has at least in the driver's seat.
Yeah.
Seating.
Yeah.
You really don't care about the passenger.
No, I don't care a bit.
Would you trade the game for the car?
Yes.
Excuse me?
Heck yeah, I would.
So that's
anyway,
excellent.
That's my thing I got for you, and we'll keep it here in case we are in a pinch.
Very good. I think Susie's contribution today was properly rated. How about you? Or do you think she was mailing it?
I think she's been underrated so far.
Listen, what I want to say is I want this show to be the best it can be. And I know me just being here makes it better.
Yes, it does. Of course it does. Everybody who's on the show, I'm trying to decide who takes more credit for this show. Well, Shaletta's one.
Oh, okay.
Shaletta is one. You're two. I think DeRusha's way up there also.
Right.
A lot of people take a lot of credit for a show that really doesn't deserve that much credit. That's the problem. All right, Dave, would you like to chime in with maybe one and then we'll pause? Or are you done, Susan?
No, I think I was. The only thing I was going to say is snowy football games are underrated. They're so much fun
okay,
to watch.
So I didn't watch a ton of it, but I did see enough. Because there's a debate, Susie, do you want to see the purest, truest test? And that probably doesn't happen in the snow. But
that's
as far
true.
As us sitting on the couch and watching it.
Entertainment-wise?
Entertaining.
Love it.
Would you want the Super Bowl decided that way, Susie?
I don't think so. No, that's a good question. I would want that more authentic. As authentic as it can be. My problem these days, Chad, and don't let me get started, is...
Get started.
The officiating. I really believe that some of the calls are so unnecessary and they're so bizarre. Like in the secondary, how do you even guard a guy? How do you even get in front of, without getting a pass interference call?
You can't even
guard the guy. You can't even breathe on him and you get a...
I think it's a very good point, and I am not an official basher, but Dave, the inconsistency with pass interference is absurd. I mean, if you're, I don't have the ticket this year, but if you're just clicking around and you can watch the exact same play, one guy calls it, one guy doesn't call it.
Yeah, well, it's tremendously subjective. And that's, it's annoying, but it's also part of the game.
It's unfortunate. Are they not influencing the outcome of a game? Are they not ultimately going to decide who goes to the Super Bowl?
Mm. No, they're not. Now you're my father. Okay, now you're out to
get us. I love your dad.
Yeah. Brad Lane suggests, by the way, better than the heated seats, the heated steering wheel.
Love the heated steering
wheel. Big steering wheel. Let's let our listeners know.
That's
a management type who's making probably $2.5 million. He can do that. Rabble over here. We're just hoping the car starts. All right, what do you have? What do you want to offer up? Overrated, underrated, properly rated, 651-461-9226 on CCO.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We have a number of folks talking about overrated. The attempt to plant your flag on the opponent's logo. Let's just get into that a little
bit. I've got that one, so go.
Okay, good. No, you go.
Well, I was going to say getting into a fight over Michigan, planting their flag. It's dumb to plant the flag. But you know what? They've beaten you, what, 5 years in a row?
Four.
And it's a stupid flag. Get over it, the Ohio State, you bunch of clowns.
Yeah.
Clowns. Play better.
Clowns. Fighting words.
Well, how about the fact that the police had to come in with pepper spray?
That's a joke, too.
Ridiculous.
And I'm sure they're
fighting
very
with
judicious
pads
when
on.
They're spraying at Wolverines players.
The cops can come in, try to separate, but that did not require pepper spray. That did not.
Mm.
I don't believe. Do you?
No, I think they were very happy to use pepper spray probably towards Michigan.
Yeah, what a coincidence. It's idiocy. It reminds me of... I should text Adam. I'm trying to remember which daughter. They were given tours at the X, including the locker room. And the Wild locker room at the time had the logo right in the middle. Might have been Siggy. And she wandered. And I'm trying to remember if she did step on the logo or came close to stepping on the logo. And it was as if the franchise was going to end. I mean,
superstitious, man. It's crazy.
A stupid logo.
Oh,
lighten up. By the way, if you get your butt kicked, plant away and, you know, look at it and say, let's beat them next year. And then we'll plant the logo ourselves or don't plant the, I mean, like the flag. You're not fighting Hamas at this point. I hate to break the news to you. You aren't in Aleppo. You're not the Syrian insurgents.
How many fights were there? I know you guys are talking about...
Well, Michigan, Ohio State, then you North Carolina, and who'd they have?
I don't know. There was another one.
Let's not forget the jackassing behavior from the Nebraska head coach, Matt Rhule, who Iowa-Nebraska, that's become their final game, you know, just like the Gophers-Badgers final game.
Mm-hmm.
And so they meet for the coin flip, and the Iowa players walk over, handshake. Nebraska players won't shake their hand.
Oh, man.
What a statement. I blame the mayor of Pequot Lakes, Rob Berklin, for that.
Why?
That's you, Berklin. That's your club, the mayor of Pequot. There's another fake mayor. The real mayor of Pequot is my boy, Robbie Berklin. Matt Rhule, I know. Here's what we'll do for psychological advantages. Susie, let's not shake their hands. It's going to throw them off the whole game. By the way, they lost.
By the way. I like it when players after the game from opposing teams come up and talk to each other and say.
That's totally fun.
You know, it's like like when our kids were in Little League and they'd lose terribly and you think, oh, they're so sad. And they'd be like, are we going to Dairy Queen?
It's all that matters.
Couple yeah. texts here that we need to get to.
Okay.
Also for you, Chad, ASU underrated. Yeah, my club just destroyed those fools from Tucson.
Thanks
yeah.
to Herm for
There's
setting them
Herm.
Up.
Thank God you're out of there, Herm. We're on a collision course with the national championship. And then here's a good one. You know what would be cool if Courtside had Hicks' mom on today?
What?
Wow. Well, remember we had Hicks' dad on, which is that's when I knew Jason was a part of the WCCO radio family, because that's such a WCCO radio thing to do. Hey, somebody's in the news. Let's interview their parents. Well, if you missed it, Susie, Hicks' mom years ago when things were a little tumultuous with her son's life, or he was having an affair with a producer at Fox while he was married to a woman who he had three kids with, and she wrote him this pretty vicious email. And the New York Times went with it. Now, she later said she shouldn't have sent it and was apologetic about it. Now, there is a very damning story in the New York Magazine today about Hegseth, which is legitimate journalism. I get a little worried about a letter, an email from family member to family member, and publishing that. What did you think about that? I'm not saying Hegseth's the greatest Secretary of Defense candidate ever, but are we really going to open up every email, every letter, every comment every family member has made to every family member?
I think the wheels are off the wagon. I think that you're pardoning everyone. People are sending emails. There's no sense of decency or decorum at all.
Okay, so what do you think about the story? Do you think they should have published that story?
I would say no, my journalist sort of reporter side. But I do think we're living in a new world.
Yeah, we are. And he's facing accusations of his treatment towards women. Dave, I was like, really? Let's get some actual reporting on other events as opposed to his mom and he and apparently his mom regretted sending the email.
We can do better.
I wasn't crazy about that.
We can do better.
Yep.
I do have one more college football note from watching some Big 12 action Saturday night.
My conference.
Yeah, exactly. The conference your school runs, apparently.
Oh, yeah. Sheriff.
I didn't realize.
Iowa State, dead to us.
I didn't realize how good we have it here with Goldie Gopher being in our midst. A tremendous mascot.
Okay. What, because he spins his head around?
He does a very nice. He spins the tail, too.
And he does nice sit-ups.
Watching, seeing both Cosmo sit-ups. The Cougar, the mascot of BYU, who looks like a 12-year-old who's new to a sewing machine put him together.
And that's not his fault.
Yeah. Willie the Wildcat of Kansas State. You know, Cosmo's, he looks bad. Willie, they didn't even try.
Didn't even try.
They have an ugly head, and the rest is a completely human body. You can see the dude's neck. He's got human arms, human legs, just a head. Do better, Kansas State. You deserved to lose on Saturday night for that.
Wow.
All right, I got a few here.
Okay.
35 years ago yesterday, one of the worst movies ever debuted, Vacation with Chevy Chase. You know what? The wheels would be back on the wagon if that movie never would have appeared. It's one of the most overrated movies ever. Chevy Chase is a loathsome person. He's not funny. It's not funny. You're falling for societal pressure. Never watch that movie again, and you will feel better. Christmas Vacation.
Holy cow.
Christmas Vacation or the regular Vacation?
I think it was Christmas Vacation.
Yeah, Christmas.
Oh, Christmas Vacation. That's tremendous.
Oh, it's awful. It's awful.
Chevy's perfect for the role, too.
How did you happen to come across? Oh, it's the anniversary, right? You didn't watch
it. Yeah, he's perfect for the role because you're right, because it's a terrible movie that's not funny. You nailed it. Okay. The Syracuse, was it the Syracuse mascot, ends up hitting.
No, it was the Miami mascot.
Oh, that's right.
From the Syracuse sideline reporter game.
The Miami mascot is hitting on the Syracuse sideline reporter, which was tremendous. Now, I forget the mascot, but Brian Oak, who had a great run, two runs at Cities 97, I forget, he was having some event at Buck Hill. And this is when I was dating Jen, and so Jen stayed in South Q, but her older boys, Christian Nahawkin, and myself and my older boys were tubing. And we come back, and I forget, it's like a car mascot or something. It's talking to Jen, and I'm just kind of watching this.
Michelin Man?
And I walk over like 2 minutes, I'm like, and I'm laughing. And she's like, don't even start. I go, what was that? He asked me out on a date. I forget. Like in the mascot costume, you know what I mean?
That is some, you know what.
I went, hey, I didn't know you were into costumes.
Yeah, you know, we can always
try. So you know what? You know what I say to mascots? Bravo! Why can't a mascot hit on someone?
Shoot your shot.
Yeah.
Give
mascots
it your best.
Need love too.
That's
Why
right.
not?
And you can be dog ugly in there. And
yeah? Do you show up in the mascot costume?
I think. You got to stay.
If you ask out in the mascot costume.
Yes.
Right. Now, if you take the head off. Then maybe, you know, then you show up still the body.
I think once you take the head off, you've given it up.
So my kid, I have two mentions of older boy. What did I say? What have I said over and over again forever about turkey?
Bottom feeding.
You don't like it.
Overrated. Now, I don't love it, but my kid, who's a 10 as a chef, made a great turkey.
Really?
On Thursday. Again, was it the top of all the things he made for me? No. But it was succulent. It had a crust about it. It was delicious.
What did he do to it?
Not
just regular roaster, smoke it? Nothing?
It's a secret. Secret recipe.
What do you think? I mean, we don't give away these secrets.
Well, I just wanted to know the way he prepared it. It wasn't like deep fried turkey or something like that.
How about this? None of your business.
Okay.
Wow.
What do you think of that?
I feel like that was not very charitable of you to say.
No,
that.
This wasn't, you know.
It's a holiday season.
Wasn't RFK Jr. You know, with his shirt off. Do you see his exercise again? Okay, he looks great. But stop working out with your jeans on too, RFK Jr. I mean, come on. Put some shorts on or something. Then, here's where I'm a hypocrite. Because I've also said for decades, once you turn 25, no asking for help moving.
Oh,
so he and Mikhail are moving to a place. I helped him move on Saturday.
Oh, that was nice of you. How do you not?
Am I a fraud or am I a good dad?
No, you're a good dad.
You're basically Joe Biden.
I'm Joe Biden. I lied. And I pardoned him.
Your chance to say, you know what, son, this is you're not too old for old daddy to teach you a lesson.
Yeah.
By God.
One life lesson.
Yeah. That's funny. And good for you, I say.
Thank you.
As a mom.
And then the last thing. We don't need our 5,000th Gordon Ramsay yelling at incompetent chef shows, do we? I mean, did they ever? And I like watching cooking shows.
Do you?
I really
okay.
do. I do. I don't need another one where Gordon Ramsay is losing his bleep and yelling it. Don't we have that down by now?
Yeah.
Haven't we watched it enough that we've got another one coming out on Fox?
I don't like yelling. But I do like when they're in a race.
Excuse me? Did you hear what she said there? She, Susie Jones, of
I
all people,
like to yell.
Like others yelling.
Yeah. Others yelling. At me. I don't like to be yelled at. I cry.
Gordon, try a new bit.
Shut up.
You know what Gordon says? I'm worth like $500 million.
America loves angry Brits, man.
Yes, we do. Dean Phillips isn't angry, and he's not a Brit, but he's next on CCO.